holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
So, when are we supposed to pray according to the Bible?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid, wonderful, beautiful day. Oh, yes, it is. Take a deep breath and thank God for the breath. Yeah, just go ahead and thank Him, because nobody else can give you that. I don't care where they come from. I don't know who they are. I don't care how beautiful they are or what they look like. They cannot give you that breath that God has given all of us. And it's been going since day one, since He talked to our father Adam. He's given him that breath, and it came on right down to us. That same breath we breathe, oh, is the same breath He breathed into the nostrils of Adam. And we're glad about that, because He's faithful. That proves that God is faithful. We might not have done everything that we need to do, right? And we might not have done everything right, but He still gives us breath. Gives us breath to breathe. Lets us breathe it. Lets us breathe it. And you might as well get happy now, because everybody don't have that blessing. You know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. But we still have one more day to get it right with the Lord. We do. We got one more day to breathe. Let that blood run warm through your body, as the old people used to say. The blood running warm through my body. You know, amen. And you better thank God, because none of this has to happen. You know, if He never does another thing for us, He's done enough. If He never does another thing for us, He's done enough. And He's been fair with us the whole time. He can take us all out of here today and still be God and still be fair. You understand? So we got to be grateful, man. God don't have to do the things He's doing. The only reason He's pushing Him, because He said He would do it. And so I'm going to hold Him to it. If God said He's going to do it, hold Him to it. That's a new one. If God said He did that, He's going to do it, hold Him to it. He said He's going to wash away your sins. Hold Him to it. He said He's going to blot away your sins. Hold Him to it. Hold Him to it. He said if you cast your cares on Him, He'll take care of you. Hold Him to it. Hold God to what He said. And you don't need to read that in the Bible either to know that. Just hold God to what He said. You hold everybody else to what they say. Let it be a human being that you think lied to. You're going to make them hold up to what they said and what was said and how they said and what the clothes they had on when they said it and the head position of their man. It's all of that. So do that same thing with God. What God says, believe Him, hold it to Him. And when you believe Him, watch everything start changing in your life. Yeah, you add God, everything changes, man. They used to say you add a certain soda, it would change your life and have a smile and all that other kind of stuff. You add God to your life, I guarantee you everything will change. Add God to your family, He'll change your family. Add God to your church, I guarantee He'll change your church. And He should already be in there, but you add Him to all the decisions and you just watch what happens. You add God to your marriage and watch what happens. Add God to your children and just sit there and sit back with your arms folded and watch what happens. Man, here's one. Add God to your that business that you started. Add God to your community. And then just sit back with your legs crossed and arms folded and just sit there and smile, because you know God is going to change whatever it is. He's going to make it for the better. Yeah, God to it, man. It just makes it better. Let's see. James chapter 5. We're going to start at verse number 13, talking about the power of prayer. You see how I took my voice down like that? The power of prayer. Yeah, I wanted to sound deep, but that's okay. Power of prayer. Verse number 13. Are any of you suffering hardships? Are you suffering? You might be. Some people are. A lot of people are. Are you suffering hardships? Here's what the Bible says you should do. Not what the Bible says. I shouldn't say that. This is what God allowed us to read, and this is what he says you should do. If you're suffering hardships, you should pray. That's simple. Not only then, I guess, you know, when you're happy too, you can pray. But especially when you're suffering hardships, the only one who's going to get you out is God. Politician ain't going to get you out. Your vote's not going to get you out. You better talk to the Lord. He's the one that placed all the politicians where they are, regardless if we agree with them or not. God allowed them to be there. He placed them there. Beyond our vote, he placed them there. He made us think we had something to do with it, but that's okay. Go on and vote. That's fine. He said, if you're suffering hardships, you should P-R-A-Y, pray. Aren't the schools in hardship right now? What should we do? Pray. It's not always about somebody losing a job. It's not always about firing somebody. It's not always about sending somebody to jail. A lot of times you need God to intervene to fix it. See, a lot of times we as human beings trying to fix something and we think we're fixing something. We're not fixing anything. God is the only fixer. He's the only fixer. You should pray. Here's another one. Are any of you happy? If you're happy, you should sing praises. You know, I know sometimes we're not going to sing God songs in the car. Sometimes we're in the shower, we're singing other songs that we've heard over our lives or certain songs earlier in our lives that we used to sing or whatever, right? Yeah, well, he says here, if you're happy, you should sing praises. So when you get happy in church, sing praises. When you get happy at home, sing praises. When you get happy in the car, sing praises. When you get that incline of money, that raise at the job, you should sing praises. Yeah, you got a new husband, you got a new wife, you got a new family, you got children, and you should sing praises if you're happy about all of that. Now, if you're not happy, you're not going to sing the praise. Are any of you sick? Are any of you sick? You should call the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. So if I'm sick, I should call the elders of the church. I guess you can still go to the doctor or whatever, but you should also call the elder of the church, the elders, to pray over you, anoint you with oil. Listen, I don't know what it does. All I know is this is the power of prayer. It says here, you should call the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Brother Nard, what oil should I get? I don't know any of that. It's oil. I don't even know if it's cooking oil. I'm just saying. It says here oil. Ask God. God will show you what you need to do. He'll show you what you need to do. I could sit here and go, oh, yeah, olive oil, and go put some of these spices in it and go get some of the oil that they brought to Jesus when he was born. We can do all of that, but I don't really know all that. It just says anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Ask the Lord. He'll show you. Especially if you're sick, he's got to tell you that, because he just told you to call the elders. And a lot of times you don't have to worry about that. Let the elders worry about that, what the oil is. 15. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick. There you go. It will heal the sick. So this kind of prayer, when they pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. It will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Here's another one. Here's a good one. Verse number 16. Confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, see, now that changes everything. So if I'm confessing my sins to you and you're confessing your sins to me, that takes away the I'm talking about you and you talking about me. Or no, it really deepens our prayer for each other, because I know certain things about you and you know certain things about me. Not that I hold them against you, but because you brought them to me and said you confessed your sins to me and I confess my sins to you. And so we're praying for each other. See that? Right in the midst of you confessing sins, or you were in sin and you're confessing your sins to each other, you're still praying for each other. So it's not like because you were in sin, you can't pray for each other. Or you can, you did some kind of sinful thing, or you stumbled into some kind of sin, now you can't pray for each other. No. It says even then, when you confess your sins to each other, pray for each other. That's one thing that we, as believers, we really got to work on. We don't pray for each other like we actually should. We pray to God. We ask God for healing. We ask God for this. We ask God for that. But we, I have yet to see this happen right here. Confessing your sins to one another and pray for each other. You know, a lot of the churches do where they confess their sins to the priest and the priest prays for them or bless them or something like that. But this is something that we can do today. Confess our sins to each other and pray for each other. Now, you probably won't be able to confess your sins to every single body. That's not what it's saying. You find somebody who knows how to pray, somebody who's genuine, I guess, or whoever God leads you to. Confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So that you may be healed. So that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Verse number 17, Elijah was a human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Now that man prayed. I don't know why he prayed for no rain, but hey, man, he prayed and there was no rain. Then when he prayed again, the sky set up or sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. Prayer, it's a power. Don't take it for granted. Just pray.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.